Luther Vandross, Gimme the Reason. BBC Radio Sheffield with Paulette. So Yorkshire band The Bon Bons are going to be at the Don Valley Bowl tonight. This is what they sound like. That track's called Cuckoo. And Amy, Catherine and Kay from The Bon Bons are in the studio joining me this afternoon. Thank you ever so much for bringing a little bit of glamour to this studio, you three, this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pleasure. Where are you from then? I said Sheffield-based, but you're Yorkshire-based, aren't you?
Yes.
Where are you all from?
The band itself is based in West Yorkshire, but we're all from different areas. I'm from Leeds.
I'm from Keighley.
I'm from Manchester.
And how did you get together then?
We met at the studio.
Which studio then?
Oh, sorry, in Castleford.
we want detail.
Pro 2 Studios in Castleford. We all went and did our own little thing there and met there.
Right, and did someone put you together then? Did someone say, right, these three have got harmonies that will go together, their voices will go together? How did it work?
Well, we collectively, no, individually, we went to the recording studio just to record our own solo things. And the producer who was there, he listened to us all individually and he had a bit of a spark. You know, maybe it'd be a nice idea to start a group because he'd never done that before. So the idea were proposed to us all, and then we all met each other and we all thought it'd be a really good idea, didn't we? We wanted to give it a go.
And we've just worked hard since.
Yeah. Do you mind then? Do you mind that you're not seen as solo artist? Because that's what you intended to do, be solo artist, isn't it?
No, well, for me personally, it's a lot better being in a group.
Yeah, personally, I've kind of always wanted to be in a girl band and just followed that path and eventually ended up in The Bon Bons, which were great.
And who came up with the name then?
It was just like a mutual thing, wasn't it? We all wrote some ideas down and we wanted something that would be catchy and memorable, didn't we?
It seems to be memorable, so we're happy about that.
The Bon Bons, very, very glamorous you are as well this afternoon. Do you do your own makeup then and your own hair and all that?
Unfortunately, today we have. Sometimes we do get like a bit of a makeup artist when we're shooting a video or stuff like that, but most of the time we're doing ourselves, aren't we?
And is it a glamorous lifestyle then, apart from when you have to put your own makeup on? Poor you.
It's not actually, is it?
No, it's really not. It's like fast food all the time in the car.
Yeah, it's a lot of travelling and hard work, isn't it? But it is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
We have been known to get changed in the back of our cars.
Oh, right. We've got rid of that bit. We want to talk about glamour. We're going to do that in a bit. Amy, Catherine and Kay, The Bon Bons, are with me on BBC Radio Sheffield this afternoon. They're going to be opening the After Dark event at the Don Valley Bowl tonight. Are they excited?
Yes!
Yay!
Yes, they are!
So excited.
It's Robert Knight. Love on a Mountaintop on BBC Radio Sheffield. So the Bonbons are with me. They're appearing at the Don Valley Bowl tonight for the After Dark event. But they've got something special, another special thing happening to them today. Not only is it the your chance to go into Sheffield and do something great for the After Dark event, but your album's out today, isn't it?
Yeah.
So exciting. So have you actually seen a copy of it yet?
We actually see the hard copy of it today when we get to the gig. We've seen, like, the photos and stuff online, and obviously we've heard all the songs and everything that's on it, but we've not actually seen it in real life yet.
No.
Gonna so that's something to look forward to. Hey, we'll have none of that.
And I'm joking, I will.
The song we just played a little bit earlier of your song Cuckoo, is that going to be the main track off the album, or how many tracks are they on the album then?
It's definitely one of the main ones, because that's what we've recorded as music video too. You can catch that on YouTube. Cuckoo's one of the strongest main songs, yeah, isn't it? But there's a lot of it's very varied, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Who writes your music then? Who writes your songs?
We co-write it with our producer. We all sit down, throw a few ideas about, and whatever suits the song, the track and everything the best is generally what we go with. We do disagree from time to time, don't we? But the end product's normally...
That's what we do vocally as well. Right. Obviously, we've got different voices. Like, Catherine's the ballad queen. me and Amy's more urban... And if it's a ballad, you know, Catherine's on a lot of it. We do like backing vocals. If it's something more urban, Amy will take a lot of the lead. Yeah. So, yeah, we use our voices to
do what you need to do. Yeah, how long have you been together then? How long have you been going?
God, it was about 3 years.
About 3 years, roughly. Yeah.
And during that time, what have you been doing then? Since you started?
Well, we've obviously been putting the album together, so we've been in the studio a lot.
And this is your first album, isn't it?
So we've been like in the studio a lot, writing and recording it, and then we've been out gigging, doing a lot of festivals. Like, we've done a gay pride tour, we've also been doing school tours, like around the Yorkshire area, the Lancashire area and everything. So we've been quite busy, haven't we, really, shooting a video.
So how's it different than doing a gay pride tour and doing a school tour? How's it different for you? What do you have to do that's different? So we're talking about ends of extremes here, aren't we?
Well, like at the gay prides, we can totally go for it, can't we? We wear our better outfits for
more flamboyant. Can be a bit more edgy, a bit more risky. With the schools, obviously, you've got to take into mind that they are kids. Mm. But I love the schools.
Yeah, wow. Schools are
a bit of a kid myself. So, they're just so enthusiastic.
Are they? Have they heard about you by the time you get there to them then?
Some of the schools really big us up, don't they, before we go. So we do get a really good reception.
Sometimes you've got to work for it.
Yeah.
That's what teachers feel like.
It just depends what time of day as well, because if we go on a morning, some of them are still a bit... Well, we're still half asleep, never mind the poor children.
And when you go, what do you do? Do you do a performance or do you do workshops? What do you do?
We mostly do a performance when we go, but that depends. Like, we can do 10 minutes or up to an hour or whatever.
And what did you do in a workshop?
We've done a few workshops. We went into a music class, didn't we? And, just kind of inspired the kids a little bit, you know, because a lot of them don't really know much about the industry, but they want to be singers or they want to play an instrument or whatever. So we just kind of try and inspire them a little bit. And
yeah, they ask a lot, we sit and they ask questions and things like that.
So is it your job to put them off then, going into the music? Because it's not as much fun as it looks.
bless
the little hearts. BBC Radio Sheffield. I've got Amy, Catherine and Kay with me. They make up the group that is, you know, doing ever so well at the moment. They've got a new album out. They're going to be at the Don Valley Bowl tonight. They're called The Bonbons. And I'm going to have a little bit of a chat with them in a moment about who inspires them. They've talked about inspiring children, but who inspires them? That's after Train and Ashley Munro with Bruises. Do you like this, you three? Have you heard it?
I have heard it only once, though, I think.
I've not heard this. It's Ashley Munro.
Haven't seen you since high school. Good to see you're still beautiful. Gravity.
To know that you got free, that
Coltrane and Ashley Munro with Bruises on BBC Radio Sheffield. So I have got Amy, Catherine and Kay with me. They're from the Bonbons. They've got an album out today and they're appearing at the Don Valley Bowl. They're opening, which is really, really exciting. Who else is going to be there then tonight?
There's quite a few people on, isn't there? So far we know that Jade Ellis from X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
She left last week, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She was good, yeah. So she's headlining.
Frances Wood, who was on The Voice last year. Two girl bands, Vida and Vanquish, I think. Anybody else? I can't remember.
Trey Bell, another girl band.
We're looking forward to seeing them all because we don't get a chance to watch other bands.
We see a lot of boy bands, don't we, really? Yeah.
Oh, you don't want bothering yourself.
We don't really get this many girl bands in one go.
No, it's nice to see what other people do with them.
Of course. Yeah. Did you never fancy doing something like X Factor then, any of you? Have you apply to any of them?
We've never really ruled it out, but right now we're happy going the way that we're going, just trying to get a name, like through ourselves. So, but it's never been ruled out. No. So maybe one day, you never know.
I think
the fact that it's hard, the bands don't have much luck on it, so that puts us off as well.
Right. So, and who inspires you then? Who do you like? Do you like Sugar Babes? What lineup of Sugar Babes did you like? Spice Girls. Who inspires
Spice
you?
Girls. Yeah.
You didn't have to say. Used to love Spice Girls. Still love them.
Yeah.
But me personally, I like Dolly Parton.
Do you?
Like,
so you would have liked that
song,
then?
Yeah, the song you've just played, like, that's nice. I've never heard it before, but obviously, now it's nice. And I like Shakira. And I like all sorts.
Do you like the same you two then, Amy
we're
and Catherine?
We're different, aren't we?
Yeah, we've all kind of got our own inspirations. Personally, I go for someone like Rihanna. I love Rihanna, and then I love a bit of rap. Eminem is the ultimate for me.
What is it about Rihanna then? What do you like about her?
I like how she performs on stage and stuff, and all the songs, like, they're just out there and
she's just
current.
Got it, hasn't she?
And Rita Ora's just come out now and she's quite similar. I'm totally into that as well.
Really? You're happy for her to copy Rihanna and still. Well, she's similar, isn't she?
She's similar. Yeah. She's kind of got her own thing going as well, but. Yeah, that's my sort of R&B and rap, my kind of genre, but I know Catherine's a bit different.
Yeah, I like all the big, typical singers, I guess, like Christina Aguilera, even Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
People like that who have got the really big, powerful voices, that's my kind of thing.
So you've got really different sources of inspiration then within your band.
I think that's how it works because we're all kind of different, but we bring something together when we make a song. So there's a lot of variation in it. So yeah. I think that's why it works really.
I have to talk to you three about false eyelashes because at the moment I've had to turn the fan off. I'm getting that much wafting.
No, I'm all natural.
Oh, natural. But you two, how big are those eyelashes? Are about an inch wide.
They are quite big.
Do you wear them all the time?
Anywhere without fake eyelashes on.
Why not?
I just can't do it.
you can tell Amy Bond's wank. She should be on Towie.
She's the one who's going to marry the footballer then, is she?
Yeah, she's always immaculate, fake tan, eyelashes.
Footballers out there!
Hey. You want to get someone who's got a solicitor, or a doctor, than a footballer. So what are you going to do after all this then, after tonight and, you know, obviously your album, that's going to need some promoting. What's your next step?
We're very busy promoting at the moment, aren't we? And then we've got a few light switch-ons coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be the main point, before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're actually going to my area. Yay!
And have you been to a bonfire yet then, you three? Either of you?
Tonight's like the first
bonfire. Yeah, I think we've all kind of held out for tonight, haven't we?
I'm so excited because everyone said it's supposed to be amazing fireworks. We said we're a sparkler.
Key over there with a sparkler.
We do it well in Sheffield. Well, thank you ever so much for coming in to join us. Amy, Catherine and Kay, the Bonbons. Look out for them. And lovely. I want to have talk to me about false eyelashes. So I can get the part. Thanks for joining. It's been
great. Thanks for having us.
Radio Sheffield.
On Football Heaven this Tuesday, Sheffield United continue their push for automatic promotion in League One at Paolo Di Canio, Swindon.